I got to have the best time last night. I got to play with 9 other beautiful girls. Oh my god, I had so much fun. The really hard part, the really difficult part for me though, was that there were so many people watching. We went upstairs, me and just 1 or 2 other girls. We were talking about playing, talking about maybe having a threesome, talking about showing each other a couple of new toys that we'd gotten over the last couple weeks since we'd played with each other last. And on the way upstairs, we saw, well, 6 other girls. They were just hanging out in that big, deep conversation pit, the one right there by the changing rooms. Everybody was just lounging on pillows and talking and chatting, and I asked what was up, and it turns out that those girls, their husbands, are all in a bowling league together, and they'd made it to finals, and so the girls were all on their own and unattended, and of course, that gave me some dirty ideas. You know me, I instigate shenanigans on the regular. So I raised my eyebrows at my friends, and we got in the pit together, and we were talking, we were having conversation, we were playing. It was fun. It was great. It was really hot, just hanging out, mostly naked, wearing these sexy little outfits and clutching our sex toys and passing them around and showing them off. And then I decided to see what I could get started. I started kissing one of the girls that I brought up, Michelle, you remember her, with the really, really huge tits and the long red hair. Her lips were so soft on mine. She was so delicate and sweet. But Sarah behind me, she's much more mischievous. She giggled and she leaned in and she bit my neck and it made me moan into Michelle's mouth, and we were just kissing. We took turns back and forth, all 3 of us sharing with each other, lips and tongues, necks, hands. It felt so right and intimate and natural that I almost forgot about the other girls for a minute. I almost forgot about them even being there. They had my focus so intently. Their hands were starting to twine into my hair and mine into theirs, starting to moan, starting to get hotter and hotter for each other. And then I came up for air. I took a breath when Michelle leaned back to take her top off. And I saw that some of the other girls were watching really intently. I saw some hands starting to be held, some heads leaning on chests, and I knew that I was about to get something really fun started. So I got brave and I took my top off too. And of course Sarah just threw hers off because, you know, Sarah. I pulled both of their heads down, one to each of my breasts. I felt them licking and sucking and pulling and tugging with their mouths. I threw my head back and I just moaned. I just started to enjoy myself. Michelle was so soft and sweet, just kissing and gentle. Sarah was rough, firm, starting to bite me, starting to nibble, starting to make me grab her hair, pull her back, kiss her mouth. She climbed on top of me and sat on me, just sort of rocking back and forth, just sort of grinding while I reached up and played with her tits. She made out with Michelle. Michelle stood up and cupped her chin in her hand, and I got to watch them kiss, got to watch their tongues, got to watch them moan and their eyes close. Oh my God, it was so hot. I pulled Michelle down on top of me so that she was sitting on my face. I pulled her panties just slightly to the side, started to lick her, started to taste her, started to feel her gush on my chin, on my nose, on my lips. So salty, so warm. I reached up and I grabbed her ass and held her still, made her take it, made her stay with my tongue instead of backing away. I wanted to make my pretty little shy girl come. I wanted to make her wriggle in front of everyone. She started to twitch and started to shake, and I knew she was right there. I knew she wouldn't be able to stop herself. I held her tight, and then she came all over my face. She started squealing and moaning, and I heard her muffle her groans into Sarah's neck. It was delicious. When Sarah switched with her, I was lost in sensation already, but then Michelle got between my legs and started to lick my pussy. She knows just how I like it. She knows what gets me hot. I was licking. I was covered in yet another beautiful pussy. I was in heaven, and when I felt myself starting to get close, I purposefully held back. I wanted to come with Sarah. I wanted to come when she did. She reached down and started playing with my tits, pulling on my nipples, squeezing and pinching, and that's all it took. I couldn't last anymore. I came hard all over Michelle's face. I just gushed and dripped and ground my pussy against her eager, hungry little mouth, coating her in my cum, feeling her moan against my lips. Oh my God. And then Sarah came. She screamed so loud. I was sucking on her clit rhythmically while I was flicking it with my tongue, and she just kept coming. She just kept screaming. It was so fucking hot. When she climbed off of me, I looked over and saw that the other girls had started to play too. We weren't the only ones playing anymore, not by a long shot. We moved to the floor of the pit from that long, low padded bench. We staked out some spaces right there in the middle of the action. We started to play using dildos and toys, fucking each other with our strap-ons, pulling out our vibrators. All around us, girls were coming, moaning, screaming, gasping, begging, pleading. It was so much sound, so much noise, so much erotic energy just building between us. I didn't even notice for the longest time the crowd that had gathered around the edge of the pit. No one was coming in, no one was going to interrupt us, no one was going to break our spell, but there were so many faces watching, so many eyes watching, and just that feeling of putting on a show. It got me so much hotter. I kept turning, positioning myself so that they could see the best, putting on a show, moaning and gasping. I came so many times over and over, and I could just hear and see the moans and the groans going through the crowd when one or the other of us would do something amazingly hot, when someone would squirt, when someone would scream, when someone would let go. I fucked them both. I fucked them in all their holes. I fucked them until they were a wet, quivering little pile of girl goo. And I got the favor returned in spades. I got fucked so well that I literally could not come again. While everyone watched, while everyone stared, while everyone looked at all of us girls fucking each other in the middle of that pit, fucking each other on that soft, plush little floor. And one by one, we just started to finish. We just started to naturally get satisfied until we were cuddling and talking and giggling and holding hands, laying our heads on each other's stomachs, on each other's shoulders, petting hair and talking and laughing and wondering how long it was going to be until midnight snack because, hey, there's no clocks and phones aren't allowed. How would we know? By the time we sat up and giggled and started really coming back to ourselves, really starting to wander downstairs to see if there were cookies and treats yet, the crowd had dissipated, and I almost wondered if I had imagined it. I almost wondered if it was all in my head, something hot that was just taking me over the edge. And then I looked over and I saw the veil room, the adjacent play space to the pit, the one filled with beds and surrounded by the sheerest, most gauzy, thinnest little veils. And I saw all those faces that had been watching us, playing with their partners, having threesomes and foursomes, and swapping and switching and blowing each other. And I knew it was real. And I felt really good about it. You know me. I do love to start the shenanigans.